Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We welcome in Rob Restaino, who's joining us, Niagara Falls mayor, on the heels of a pretty big announcement for Niagara Falls State Park, getting quite a bit of federal funding. Rob, thanks for being with us. What exactly will this federal funding go toward? Niagara Falls State Park already, you know, under a pretty extensive transformation in the last decade. What more is to come?
Good morning. This funding will help. Actually, it'll improve the visitor experience. There is the proposal to build another observation deck in what is commonly referred to as the Crow's Nest. It's sort of a portion of the gorge area that is closer to the falls, but sort of in the same area as the current observation tower. But it'll be lower. It'll have an opportunity for people to get a close look at the falls, another perspective. So we're pretty excited about it. Everything that improves the visitor experience there is always very welcome.
This is big, Mayor. What about public-private investment for the area around, outside of the state park?
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you asked that. We've been getting quite a bit of attention for investment within the city over the course of the last several months. I think, you know, the approach now is to expand the experience into the city so that both locals and visitors will find a reason to come downtown and enjoy the downtown amenities. And the investment in some of those areas is pretty substantial over the course of the next couple of months.
It would be a kind of an important time to have that up and going, right? There is the hope, at least, if not really expectation right now, that the border restrictions are going to end pretty much entirely in less than a week. Is that still your expectation? And what, once that happens, could change in Niagara Falls?
Well, you know, I'm cautiously optimistic that that is going to happen. Obviously, then the real, you know, the devil's in the details. You know, will the American government and the Canadian government get in sync so that they truly do lift restrictions in sync with one another? I mean, you can see over the course of the last year plus where there's been sort of a disconnect between what happened on the American side and then the Canadian side and vice versa. I'm hoping in this final analysis they come in line with each other and truly free up the northern border. What could happen? Obviously, we've begun since the most recent loosening earlier in the year. We've seen more of our Canadian friends and neighbors coming into the city to enjoy what we have here for them. And so with this, I think, and it probably comes at an absolutely perfect time with the holidays, you know, Canadian Thanksgiving, American Thanksgiving, and Christmas, because there's families that have been disconnected from one another for quite some time now. And so with those holidays coming, it'll be a great opportunity for them to get together again.
Because you're a border city, has your economy taken a harder hit than other cities?
I would say that while we have taken a hit, I think the more difficult problem for us has been, you know, sort of capitalizing on that recovery that some other locations have seen, because some of what we depend upon is that continuing traffic between the two countries. So we did take a hit. We've been able, just through fiscal management, to sustain ourselves. Clearly, the recovery, the ability to expedite the recovery in our restaurants and in our retail stores has really suffered because we weren't able to enjoy that free flow that we were used to pre-pandemic.
That free flow of people, if people on the other side of the border might be listening to this and, you know, wondering what they've been missing over the past few years, because the traffic has been down going, whether it's to Canada or to this side of the falls, what's new? What can they expect to see in Niagara Falls if they haven't been here since maybe 2019 or 2018? You know, could be up to 5 years ago.
Well, let me just say a couple of things. One, a lot of their old favorites are still hanging in there, and so we welcome them back to some of their old favorite places for both dining as well as shopping. We've added some new entertainment locations along the 3rd Street corridor, as well as some additional opportunities up and down the Niagara Street corridor. So, you know, Niagara Falls, the city, is trying to move itself into the next phase, and that is bringing more attractions and entertainment into the city proper. So we welcome them and look forward to them coming back again.
What do you expect starting Friday if those travel restrictions are in fact lifted? Do you think it'll be heavy rush over the border or kind of slow and steady?
Well, I don't think it'll be a tsunami. I think what'll happen is people will start to get back into that habit again. One of the things that I have communicated over and over is that, you know, if we do this for too long, people will begin to develop different habits, different travel habits, different entertainment habits. And, you know, it'll be tough to lure them back into what we enjoyed. So the sooner we get this past us and the sooner we can start once again re-acclimating people and inviting them back, I think that over the course of a short period, maybe it'll take a couple of weeks, maybe a month, I think people will come back into the swing of things again.
Good to hear. And again, we're expecting that announcement to happen at some point this week because the 30th is the day that those restrictions would end up. You know, back to the federal funds for the state park, the park has gone under an extensive transformation in the last 10 years. So when it comes to the U.S. side of the falls, do you feel that's a benefit to have? It is more of a park feel on the falls on this side of the border than what you can find over on the Canadian side. And, you know, we talk a lot about the development around that, and hopefully that's still to come in the city of Niagara Falls. But to have that park-like feel, that is something that you can't really get even with all the development over on the Canadian side.
You know, I always say that on our side of the falls, you really can experience the falls in all of your senses, including the ability to literally touch it when you get that close to it. But I'd like to think, and this is what I advocate, it doesn't have to be either or, it can be both and. We're talking about an amphitheater that's going to go down in the gorge area, as well as a sport pad in the downtown area to bring people downtown for ice skating and other activities. So, you know, yes, our park-like setting in the state park is unmatched, but we want to try and add to that experience. And while it's not going to be at the level at which our neighbors in Canada have developed, we think we can do it in a way that's both respectful of the natural beauty as well as entertaining for our guests.
You know, there are a lot of people who've lived their entire lives in Western New York and haven't been to the falls in years, maybe even decades. Give them a reason to come.
Well, you know, a couple of things. One, and I agree with you, you know, there are those of us who take it for granted. You know, it's right in our backyard, so we just don't bother because we know it's there. But to be honest, there's nothing more breathtaking than to come down to the falls and experience the power of it, the beauty. As I say always, here in Niagara Falls, there's always a rainbow. So you can go down there any day of the week, and you'll experience just a beautiful view and a beautiful opportunity.
Well, Mayor, thanks so much for being with us once again. Appreciate it. As always, Mayor Rob Restaino of Niagara Falls, New York, talking about, well, the redevelopment, even more so, of the state park there, and hopefully some positive news when it comes to border restrictions between the U.S. and Canada.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.